Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Helene debris pickup along Florida's Gulf Coast being stepped up as another hurricane moves in. Governor Ron DeSantis says it's important to get as much debris off streets as possible before Milton makes landfall on the coast of Florida. He's also talked about interstate traffic that's jam-packed ahead of the storm.
When you hear evacuate, don't think you've got to get on the interstate and outrun the storm. You can find safe places on higher ground, hunker down, and then be able to go back to your home when the storm passes.
Milton is weakening slightly, but remains a ferocious storm that could land a once-in-a-century direct hit on the highly populated areas of Tampa and St. Petersburg. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to two scientists for their groundbreaking work in machine learning and artificial intelligence. Jeffrey Hinton, known as the godfather of AI, will split the prize with Princeton's John Hopfield. The Israeli military says it's killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underley. She's been in office since 2021. Wright is a Democrat who ran for state assembly in 2018 but lost by about 300 votes. The election is April 1st. Battleground Wisconsin is seeing a lot of campaign stops this year, but the nation's agriculture secretary says winning rural Wisconsin will take more effort than that.
It isn't enough for you to stop by in those rural areas. You got to have an office. You got to have volunteers. You got to have people talking about the campaign on a constant basis.
Tom Vilsack joined Civic Media's Todd Aubaugh show this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The federal government is getting involved in the controversial proposed sale of the Sauk County-operated nursing home. Federal Trade Commission Chair Linda Kahn made a surprise visit to Baraboo last week. She spoke to an event organized by people who want state regulators to block the sale of the Sauk County Health Care Center. They say they're worried that selling the nursing home will result in lower quality care. The proposed buyer is Aria Healthcare, which operates a facility in the Milwaukee area that got 39 health citations in a year's time. The American Red Cross needs disaster volunteers after Hurricane Helene. The Red Cross's Rebecca Rockhill in Green Bay says money helps most.
We just don't have the logistics to be able to take in-kind donations. Right now, the greatest way to help is to look at financial donations.
The Red Cross website has more information on donating. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Dobbs to be back at work tomorrow. Dobbs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
It's a pretty isolated incident. This has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer. We executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 69 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and calm, our low 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 71 on Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
How can anybody complain about public education? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really, really come a long way since I was in school. But at the same time, looking at private schools, that doesn't really help. They don't have a great track record. In fact, they have a horrible track record. They act like because there are some problems with public education, they can ignore all the problems in private education.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review on Civic Media, breaks down the latest from Jack Smith. It's a lot. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I saw the governor of Arkansas said, my kids keep me humble. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris doesn't have anything keeping her humble. How did that make you feel?
I don't think she understands that there are a whole lot of women out here who, one, are not aspiring to be humble. Two, a whole lot of women out here who have a lot of love in their life, family in their life, and children in their life. And I think it's really important for women to lift each other up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yep.
That Donald Trump was too much of a giant wuss to do, along with 60 Minutes, a debate, or anything else. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is more from that podcast.
I'll tell you, Alex, one of the things that I have really enjoyed about where the discussion has gone, one of the places it's gone, we have our family by blood, and then we have our family by love. Mm-hmm. And I have both. And I consider it to be a real blessing. And I have two beautiful children, Cole and Ella, who call me Mamala. We have a very modern family. My husband's ex-wife is a friend of mine.
There you go. That's modern.
Yeah.
My best friend and I call it your chosen family.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, some of our real family we wouldn't.
Oh, you know, yeah. I can name
choose.
Names.
Okay. It's more.
Wanted to address Donald Trump's VP pick, J.D. Vance, called women who don't have kids childless cat ladies. What message do you think this sends to women who cannot conceive or just don't want kids?
I just think it's mean and mean-spirited. And I think that most Americans want leaders who understand that the measure of their strength is not based on who you beat down. The real measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you lift up.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. That is such a great way to put it.
Mm-hmm. I do want to clarify something. In the debate, former President Trump claimed that some states are executing babies after birth. Can you just clarify?
That is not happening anywhere in the United States.
No.
It is not happening, and it's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie that he is suggesting that, can you imagine? He is suggesting that women in their ninth month of pregnancy are electing to have an abortion.
Okay, and the last one.
Are you kidding? That is so outrageously inaccurate, and it's so insulting
Yeah.
To suggest that that would be happening and that women would be doing that. It's not happening anywhere. This guy is full of lies.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fantastic. Meanwhile, would you like to compare and contrast? This would be, it's beginning to look a lot like Hitler's speech. Yes.
Yeah. How about allowing people to come through an open border, 13,000 of which were murderers. Many of them murdered far more than one person.
Oh, my God.
And they're now happily living in the United States. You know, now a murderer, I believe this, mm-hmm. it's in their genes. And we got a lot of bad genes in our country right now.
Okay. The season's coming early
mm-hmm.
this year.
It is.
Okay. First of all, that's been debunked as well. Statistic is over many, many years and many administrations, and many of those people are already in prison. Okay.
Many administrations, including the Trump
administration. Yes, exactly. Thank you. Oh, that's why a Texas sheriff is for Kamala Harris.
When Donald Trump comes down to Texas, stands next to officers in uniforms just like mine, he's not there to help us. Don't think that. Not for a second. He is a self-serving man. I mean, look, just like when he killed the border bill, he just made our jobs harder.
There you go. Yes, thank you. And one more.
Now, Kamala, on the other hand, has been fighting border crime for years. She's gone down to Mexico and worked to stop the traffickers. And when the traffickers didn't stop, she put him in jail. Now, down in my neck of the woods, we call that fooling around and finding out.
Well, or some F word.
Another F word, yes.
Yeah, some F words, you know. I know it's hard. It's going to be a long slog, isn't it? Is it less than 30 days, right?
Yes.
Okay. So just his speech on Sunday, thank God they're finally reporting, New York Times and others, on just... It is clear he cannot do a debate, cannot do an interview, so this Sunday demonstrated the cognitive decline and attendees of rallies have been witnessing for months. In Wisconsin, he embarked on an early two-hour speech filled to the brim with misinformation, random grievance, incoherent gaffes. He slurred his words as he rambled about the federal response to Hurricane Helene, calling it probably worse than Katrina.
Oh, God.
He is in some complete alternate reality where every Republican is on tape, Senator Tillis, Republican Governor Brian Kemp saying what a fantastic job the Biden-Harris administration is doing. It's okay. He said, if you want someone who steals your wealth and abandons your family when the floodwaters rise, those floodwaters rise and they were gone.
Huh?
They haven't seen anyone from the federal government yet. Okay. So the people on the ground know that that's not true.
Right.
He lied that there had been no helicopters, no rescue efforts at all in North Carolina. Many of us know many people in North Carolina.
Yes,
I happen
exactly.
to. Okay. Trump also gushed over Elon Musk, who had apparently quoted provided big doses of Starlink. He admits he doesn't really know what that is. They don't come in doses. Okay. At one point, Trump...
You can't have Starlink if you don't have electricity. So how did he provide the Starlink?
Okay. At one point, Trump became increasingly distracted by a fly, calling it a very aggressive sucker. This one in particular is very aggressive. Like, I'm going to be aggressive for our country. You can probably say that.
Huh?
Here's the part of the sentence that disturbs me. Trump joked to uproarious applause.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if you want to know why,
mm-hmm.
so that mm-hmm. some people think that's uh-huh. somehow mm-hmm. hilarious or
yep.
something. Okay.
People.
Trump also whined about his canceled interview with 60 Minutes. Insisted it was because he didn't get the apology, something, something, in addition to repeatedly garbling his words. I think we covered some of this yesterday. Midwestern for Midwestern. Yeah. Evan Juggles was for evangelicals.
Right. That's my favorite.
Yeah. He made up a number of outlandish lies. He attempted to take credit for the recent record highs in the stock market, claiming the market goes up every time I get a good poll number.
Oh, God.
While also promising a 1929 depression if Harris were elected. He said the exact same thing when Biden was elected
right.
in 2020.
The economy improved.
Yes, it did.
I need super hot pollster for Don Armandi to explain to me how any... living human can be voting for that. Like any
I don't
any living human at all. Okay. Stephen in Kentucky. Hello, Stephen. Hi, Stephen. Hello.
Stephen?
Hello. Stephen's not there, man.
Steve's not there, man.
Let's try Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just hit that pause here if you could hear me. We had a similar situation with Jody this past Monday. So, good. So, first, I just want to quickly get in. Chris, I didn't miss the other day, guess the quote, when you put your nerd skill to use, when you mentioned ping and pong.
Oh, yeah, ping and pong and pandas. Yeah.
Yes, anyone who can name the Brady pet
pandas
is to paraphrase Enter the Dragon villain, your nerd skills are extraordinary. But anyway, but the reason that's amazing. But the reason I called is on Lawrence's show yesterday, I saw the clip where he played the beginning of 60 Minutes, where the host said that one of the reasons Trump would not do the interview is because he refused to be fact-checked. Mm-hmm. And, of course, his idiot vice president running mate whined about being fact-checked at the debate. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned, Stephanie, just a few moments ago, what kind of, you want to know what kind of person voted for that? I want to know, too. If anyone of any profession, if your doctor said a lot of stuff and you said, okay, I want a second opinion, I want to check your credentials, and they said, well, no, don't check me out, would you still let them operate on you? If a mechanic was saying a lot of giggly gook about your car, and you said, okay,
if your doctor was going to amputate the wrong leg and you pointed that out, and he'd be like, do not fact check me, what would you think? Okay, when
I ask for a second opinion.
Yes. Maybe my second leg, maybe, not the other. The one's fine. Okay, when I ask what kind of voters, this would be the headline. What idiots we are. Truth Social users lose hundreds of thousands of dollars to scammers. A new report has published detailed complaints from users of Truth Social. Describing how they were fleeced by the site's hordes of scammers. Including some who lost six-figure sums.
Wow.
Truth and Social in particular is seen as a honeypot for scammers because it is owned by a scammer. So I guess that's why. I hate to say it because they're idiots, because they're just so gullible that they buy his lies still.
And they buy his NFTs, too, which they are just ephemera. Okay. It's not like a thing. That you
yes, can... I'd be fine with that if they're just, they weren't heralding the end of democracy in America. Most poisonous huckster, that's how Trump was described. Who wrote this? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Harris has demonstrated her ability to stand up to America's most poisonous huckster without being intimidated or engaging with his scare campaigns. New York Times. Crucial to our nation's future, she's proving to be an effective protector against the protection racket itself. She argued Trump is trying to bait Harris into messaging that would outrage male voters when he delivered an age-old promise to female when he said, I'll be your protector, said the rapist. She believes Trump was hoping this statement would force Harris to echo his protective rhetoric and appear as a feminist to make some male voters turn against her. She writes, many voters, especially men, perceive the prospect of being protected by a woman as a threat. In a society where men judge their worth by the ability to protect, being protected by a woman is seen as a disgrace, a stain on one's honor. Get ball up. Can I just say that to the men of America? Ball up.
People in Mexico don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They got a lady president.
And Israelis didn't have a problem with Golda.
No.
That was in the 50s.
Yeah.
In
the English.
And men worldwide have used Margaret Thatcher as a way to make their four-hour erection go down. Margaret Thatcher on a cold day.
That's Angela Merkel on a cold day.
There you go. Angela Merkel as well.
Yeah.
Harris instead relied on her own linguistic prowess to target a weakness of Trump's, and in doing so used Trump's trap against him. She said, I don't think the women of America need him to say he's going to protect them. The women of America need him to trust them. She's just, you watch any of these interviews, she's just so smart. She's good. Mm-hmm. She's so good at this. And what she has done in record time against, you know, I still the mainstream media, it is insane to me. That he's the one getting away without debating, no interviews, and in obvious mental decline. And we still got gotcha questions to Kamala Harris, right? Is she still black, by the way?
She is.
We determine
as far
that?
As I know.
Okay.
Is Trump still a couch potato?
Yes. heckling from the peanut gallery. Yep. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Are you the type of person that likes to make good choices when they shop? I am. I may make some bad choices in life.
Well.
But my phone company, one of those, right? You can. It's they share your values. Yeah. The country's only progressive phone companies. Sometimes you got to get in business with, you know, Hinky. Companies a little sketch. Because you don't really have a choice, yeah. Right? You have a choice. Credo Mobile. And they are, in fact, pro-choice.
They are.
Part of the causes they give to, reproductive freedom for all, Planned Parenthood, on and on.
Voting.
When you join Credo Mobile. I'm sorry?
They also support voting rights.
Thank you. Yes.
Voting is good.
Yes.
And you get to vote.
Right.
Being a Credo Mobile member.
That's right.
I know.
Even Credo Mobile itself is a democracy. That is what democracy looks like. That is what democracy looks like. I'm just going to keep repeating it.
Okay,
switching so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEP25. CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
What's it like to be a liar? Huh? You like being a liar with pants constantly on fire?
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you can apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The America's Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
So many despicable things.
Stephanie Miller.
Trump is done. Dan said, Steph, in addition to Trump acting inappropriately at the anniversary of October 7th, remember him pumping his fist at the Flight 93 Memorial when he was president?
Oh,
yes.
God, I remember that. Oh, man.
How can we possibly remember all of the horrible, inappropriate things he's done? Okay. CNN's Chris Wallace, formerly of Fox News.
That's right.
Took sides against Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders over her shaming of Vice President Harris and agreeing with her response to a jab about not having kids. He said, you know, the idea of shaming someone because she didn't have children the old-fashioned way, she has stepchildren. It seems to me it's really out of touch with where the country is now and not something the Republican Party should pursue. Well, too late.
Right.
Kamala Harris said it best about J.D. Vance and Charles Catley. It's just mean.
Yeah.
It's just mean. It's like, who are you to judge other people's life choices?
Yep.
Yet she's.
I would say there's a lot of people very relieved I did not have biological children.
Yeah. I know I'm happy.
You're welcome, America.
And Sarah Huckabee Sanders has hitched her wagon to someone who has had children by three different women.
That's true.
So, you know, it's not very family values of them.
No, Katrina in Long Beach. Hey, Katrina.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
I wanted to call and ask you to do me a favor and share this information with all of your listeners. I watched a video this morning that is so powerful that I really want everybody to see it. It is the Lincoln Project's newest ad. You can find it on YouTube, and it's called Daisy. I don't think that there will be anybody out there that will watch this ad and not have a lump in their throat and a tear in their eye by the time that they're finished watching it.
What's it
and
about?
For anybody who knows a male, especially a male, who is undecided, please have them watch it.
Okay. What's it about?
I really, honestly, it's about women's health, but I don't want to go into what is the story behind it because I don't want it to take away the impact.
Okay.
It is incredible. It is one of the best ads I have ever seen, and I can tell you that this is going to stick with me for days.
All right. I will watch
it. It's not gory. It's not. It's just an incredibly powerful, heart-wrenching ad that I think everyone needs to see.
All right. Done. Done and done. I just informed my listeners by way of Katrina.
That's right.
I don't know if it was about, you know, blowing up little girls with daisies like the ad against Goldwater and my dad.
Yeah, I mean.
Which that one was true. I don't know how many dinners I was like, Dad, can you pass the gravy? He'd be like, well, yes, but I wish I could blow up more little girls holding daisies.
Why didn't he blow up more little girls?
I'm like, well, Dad, maybe after dinner. What?
Why didn't he blow up more little girls?
I don't know. I just, you know.
So he failed at that, too.
Opportunities missed.
He failed at that, too.
He was a good American Express card salesman. He was good at selling.
When
America.
You say Daisy ad, it just
right. I know. that's where my mind.
That's
went.
Where exactly mine went too.
Yeah. That did you know that ad only aired once? That's how bad it was. It just implied that my dad and Goldwater wanted
like,
to.
During some.
That aired, was a little girl holding a daisy, and then it was a countdown to a nuclear bomb.
It aired during something big, though, so a lot of people did see it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well. Okay.
It was a powerful ad. Uh-huh.
Now I need to go watch the new Daisy ad. Hopefully, my dad's not mentioned. Okay. And his insatiable need to blow up little girls with daisies.
Right.
All right. Charlie Pierce joins us next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 24 people in Wisconsin have landed in the hospital after eating eggs that are now being recalled. The eggs came from a farm in Bondwell. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also part of the recall. Some Democrats want to expand the U.S. Supreme Court to 15 justices. Republicans call that overreach. Progressive advocates say there's a concerning conflict of interest with the court as it is.
You hear a lot of cases around voting rights, including probably cases around this very election, cases around the president's power. So they'll be hearing a lot of cases that concern the people that are appointing them.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Madison police say they found more than 80 shell casings after a reported shooting on the city's east side Sunday. Officers answered the call on North Thompson Drive. Several people say they reported hearing gunshots and seeing people running from the area. Six vehicles were damaged by bullets. A stray bullet also entered one home, coming within 2 feet of small children. Police found the suspected weapons on the ground on Milwaukee Street. Police managed to arrest one person. An area store that's been in business for 130 years is closing its doors. Gilbertson's store opened in 1894 in Kaiser, just northeast of DeForest. Owner Ken Gilbertson is 85 years old and has decided to close up shop. Locals say Gilbertson's is more than just a store. It's a place where people come to socialize. Gilbertson says his store has stayed in business for so long because of its loyal customers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 69 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and calm, our low 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 71 on Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin.
Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, which will include a presidential visit from Joe Biden. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Car.gov/kids buckle up.
In your debate with J.D. Vance, you said, I'm a knucklehead at times. And I think you were referring to the time that you said that you were in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square unrest when you were not.
Yeah.
Is that kind of misrepresentation, isn't that more than just being a knucklehead?
I think folks know who I am, and I think they know the difference between someone expressing emotion, telling a story, getting a date wrong rather than a pathological liar like Donald Trump.
But I think it comes down to the question of whether you can be trusted to tell the truth.
Yeah, well, I can. I think I can. I will own up to being a knucklehead at times, but the folks closest to me know that I keep my word.
I think you had a good answer to that question.
Thank God we've decided that the most important questions facing the world is, Tim Walton, knucklehead, did he get a date wrong 40 years ago when he was in China? Is Kamala Harris always been black? Did she work at McDonald's? Oh, my God. And he's running against the biggest liar in the history of ever. I will have to compose myself.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Yeah. Hiya, Charlie Pierce. Hiya.
Hiya, hiya. Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce. So
I was intrigued a little earlier when you were discussing women leaders around the world who are boner killers.
Yes.
Well,
do you hear that on every radio show? No.
You do not. That's what my next line was going to be.
It's our special brand of feminism.
Uh-huh.
Although, however, the former Prime Minister of New Zealand. Barack,
there you go.
Wow.
Yes. That's right.
I think Chris and I's discussion came down to Margaret Thatcher, Angela Merkel, bigger boner killer. You decide.
Oh, well.
Thatcher.
No question, Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, Thatcher for sure. So, by the way, to my point, just on the 60 Minutes question, you just retweeted, Andrea Mitchell says Kamala Harris needs to double down on more interviews and serious interviews. She's got such a big problem with men, big problem, but also the business world, they don't think she's serious. They don't think she's a heavyweight. And you just said, dear Jesus, save me from this. All of these top economists, as she said, have said her plan and not Trump's. Is a great economic plan. Like, what is she talking about? And how many interviews must Kamala Harris do?
She's talking about the economist on the other side of her bed, basically.
I've never gotten over that Ellen Greenspan takes, I don't know, like 7-hour long baths.
Yeah,
like
bubble baths.
He already looks like a California raisin, and I don't, but, okay.
I can just see the fingers.
Yeah, the pruny. Yeah.
Ooh, touching Andrea Mitchell with pruny fingers.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe she goes for the pruny fingers.
She has a fetish.
Ew. There you go. Wait,
don't
so wait
yuck her yum.
Since we're don't yuck her yum. Okay, wait, give me cut six since we brought this up. Here we go.
It is estimated by the Nonpartisan Committee for Responsible Federal Budget that your economic plan would add $3 trillion to the federal deficit over the next decade. How are you going to pay for that?
Okay, so the other economists that have reviewed my plan versus my opponent and determined that my economic plan would strengthen America's economy, his would weaken it. But my plan, Bill, if you don't mind, my plan is about saying that when you invest in small businesses, you invest in the middle class, and you strengthen America's economy. Small businesses are part of the backbone of America's economy.
Okay, good answer. By the way, I'm going to chuckle all day long about the economist on the other side of her bed. That was hilarious, Charlie Pierce. Okay. But I mean...
Well, I mean, I got to do something. You had a TV star on one side of me, and Fernand Amandi, the world's most handsome human, on the other. And
yeah.
There's this club in the middle. I better be funny.
Yeah, you're the funny meat in this sandwich, mister. Okay, but Charlie, I opened the show talking about this. I know we're just used to these are extraordinary times, but that you have one candidate that will not debate, will not do a 60 Minutes interview, will not do any serious interview, and apparently is just going to get away with it. So Kamala Harris not only is doing interviews, doing a million of them, but she's the only one. He's just going to sit and heckle from the sidelines for the rest
of the year. He's the president of the peanut gallery.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what he is now. I mean, he's not proposing anything except himself and tariffs, which will solve everything. If you have, like, you know, uncomfortable jock itch, tariffs will cure it.
Yeah, and world leaders are scared of him, and he won't sit down with, how old is she? Just say daddy. What is 20 or 30 year old girl?
In her 30s, probably.
Right, he's scared. Too scared to do that podcast, even, right?
Yeah, I had never heard of that podcast before. Apparently,
me neither.
It's a big deal.
It's big.
It's huge.
Yeah,
huge. Massive.
It's huge.
Yeah, that's why we're old, Charlie. I haven't heard of any of these podcasts. I'm like, huh?
Well, I mean, I've heard of a few. I only listen to like two or three.
I am reserved entirely for Bob Seska. That's all, and for Angela. That's what I'm all about. Okay. By the way, the picture of Elon Musk jumping, you just said the bare midriff is not a look. Not on him. On Chris Lavoie, that's a look. But
oh, well, yeah. I mean, again, Chris Lavoie goes around half-dressed all the time, and the nation applauds. But
a grateful nation thanks him. No. Yes.
Yes, exactly. But, I mean, that was just pathetic.
Oh, by the way.
That's worse than Howard Hughes walking around in his lonely apartment with Kleenex boxes on his feet.
By the way, I hadn't heard of this guy, Scott Pressler, on stage at a Trump rally in Butler. We will protect your raw milk. And you said, pardon me, but who in the F is this guy? He looks like Hal Sparks' evil twin.
He does.
He does.
He does.
He has the rock and roll hair, but...
Yeah. Huh?
Just weirdos, Charlie.
It's unbelievable. It's like Todd Browning came back and did a documentary on a presidential race.
Right? Yes. I got that reference.
One of us.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here's another one. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to know how much taxes the people in the Ice Age paid. It's hard to find something dumber than this. And you said, oh, there are vast realms of stupidity that we have not yet explored. I mean, that a sitting congressperson could say, yes, you can control the weather. First of all, Asheville is like the most liberal town in the world, practically. Yeah. What is she talking about? The Democrats controlled the weather to only hurt Republican areas?
Plus, like Ron DeSantis, you know, Ron DeSantis' state is going to get clobbered again, and he doesn't seem to care very much. And I know.
And by the way,
climate change, hello.
I know, Charlie.
We're now having 50-year storms every 10 days.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we just don't talk about it. It's just not a thing. You know, we don't. Okay. Also, I'm with you. You wrote a piece, Enough with the Democrats Rehabbing Liz and Dick Cheney at Rallies. You said, it's nice that Liz Cheney's working so hard for the Democratic ticket, but it is damn weird that a retired war criminal like Dick Cheney is shouted out at a Democratic rally. I have to say, I was with President Biden and his thoughts on Liz Cheney, but when he got to Dick Cheney has character, I'm like... This is where I leave you, Mr. President.
Stephanie finally finds the ripcord.
Yeah.
halfway to the ground.
You said, Cheney's got a laurel and a hearty handshake from me, and then I'll move along to appreciate the contributions of the people who have spent decades fighting the politics that made Trump not only possible but inevitable, and that the Cheneys have represented for their entire public careers. And you just said to Liz, thank you for your support. Now go help Daddy pack for The Hague. Thank you. That's what I said yesterday. He has character compared to other war criminals, or where are we now?
SOP's working on somebody's heart now, too. Somebody else's heart now, too.
Yes, he's on borrowed time. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, I guess this is just going to be how it is, Charlie, that he's going to, even this excuse for not going on 60 Minutes, that they owe him an apology for something Leslie Stahl never said. I mean, clearly.
As Scott Kelly said, the reasons for his refusal remain varied.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Charlie, as I keep saying, you mentioned DeSantis. I mean, again, unprecedented. Won't take a call from the president or vice president in the middle of it, you know, playing politics. Mike Johnson will not convene Congress, right? To get disaster funds, because Milton is apparently going to be catastrophic.
Yes.
It's looking very, very bad. And what scares me a little is that it's going to go across Florida and then into the Atlantic, which is how, you know, perfect storms happen up here.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the perfect storm happened to be in October.
Yes.
So, you know, who can say? But Mike Johnson, it's not like Mike Johnson is a congressman from, you know, Kansas.
Right.
He's a congressman from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, you know, is half on... You know, well on its way to becoming a lagoon. Mm-hmm. at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing?
I mean, I just, whenever anyone does anything approaching journalism, Charlie, we like to give them a shout out. Mike Johnson played dumb when asked about Eric Trump's suggestion that Democrats were to blame for assassination attempts on his father. George Stephanopoulos, Johnson said, oh, I didn't hear all the comments. I don't know the context. And George Stephanopoulos said, you just saw the clip. Like, he played the clip of Eric Trump saying it. So Eric Trump said they tried to kill him. They tried to kill him. It's because the Democratic Party, they can't do anything right. And so Stephanopoulos said, so is it right for the president and his family to suggest Democrats are behind the efforts to assassinate him? And he said, you know, and he hedged and hung, and he said, do you support the comments or not? Johnson said, I don't know what Eric was saying. I just only heard a snippet. I don't know the context. He said, you just saw it, sir. He said, what more context do you need? Do you support that statement or not? And he said, George, I'm not going to parse the language of what people say at rallies. I mean, this is just, right?
I'm dancing as fast as I can, sir.
Right.
When asked, did Trump win the 2020 election? Oh, you people in the media. Like, no one, they will not give a straight answer.
They can, what I find incredibly bizarre is they can say that Biden won the election, but they can't say Trump lost.
Right. They can't form the words.
I'm sorry. My aging brain can't make the synapses work on that one.
Yeah.
So did he beat nobody? I mean, did he run unopposed?
Yes. Ah, Charlie, it's going to be the longest. How many days of our life?
4 weeks from today.
Less than a month away, though. That's really
startling. It is 4 weeks from today.
That's startling to me.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, this went by really fast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was just saying that Alan Lichtman, you know, says he's not changing his forecast that Kamala Harris is going to win. And I hope so, but I'm still, we're all terrified, right?
I don't know why Alan Lichtman doesn't move to Vegas, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
Make some real money.
I mean, well, the heck with this historian crap. He can make a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Charlie, best of luck to you. Best of luck to all of us.
Where am I going somewhere?
Best of luck to all of us.
Am I setting out on a long journey?
I'm putting you off, shoving you off on that ice floe. See ya.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye-bye.
We'll be here on the island of Misfit Toys.
Enjoy Kansas City.
Oh, thank you.
What?
Enjoy Kansas City.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Yes,
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh.
I'm going through a lot of climbs. Climates.
Oh, yes.
That's
right,
what they're called,
climbs? With Sexy Liberal. Yes.
Okay.
From, you know, Frangela saying we are working from Satan's hole in Phoenix to, you know, there's no air in Denver. God knows what we will encounter in January in D.C. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Got to be prepared. Oh, yeah, you're out on that.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
All right, Cozy Earth, the bamboo sheet set, the bamboo jammies, they're all temperature regulating, made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. Incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get softer with every wash. The women's bamboo pajama set, OMG, a must for me. A lightweight stretch knit design. It drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It's like wrapping yourself in luxury. Okay, ready to wrap yourself in that luxury? Go now. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie, up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer. changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Do you want me to read your headline?
Yes, absolutely.
I knew you were going to trigger Vegan John. He's a super liberal vegan who thinks homophobic slurs against you are fine. Okay, he said your boy Carnivore Chrissy showed how truly soulless he is by blurting out after you read my post to you that fish and steaks are delicious. WTF. And those so-called quote-unquote muscles? Oh, they're not quote-unquote muscles, John. Those are, I've felt them. Mm-hmm. Of his are from animal cruelty, Stephanie. All right, John. Thanks for checking back in.
Delicious animal cruelty.
You're just going to, this is going to be a, this is going to be a downward spiral. These hate letters are going to escalate.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Aw.
Jody is almost totally vegetarian. I am mostly plant-based. I do eat some fish. I'm sorry.
And steaks are delicious.
I'm not. I do not stand with you and steaks.
I stand with me.
All right. Someone's got to. You and your fake muscles.
Yeah, totally fake.
Thea in North Carolina.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Say it to his face. Those muscles are fake. Okay, go ahead. Hi, Thea.
Listen, I've got bad news and good news out of North Carolina.
Uh-oh, okay.
Right. So, first of all, I'm going to start with just my county, which is not near the western North Carolina. Seeing so many different Trump signs, like all different kinds, like just disgusting. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I am seeing a lot of Harris signs, but they're just Harris Waltz. There's no diversity. That's all they have. And I will say there's more Harris Waltz than I've ever seen for Hillary or Obama. So that's a good sign, but there are so many Trump signs. Mm. So that's a bad thing. The other thing is, in western North Carolina, my son lives in Asheville, and there are so many, as you know, myths going around. But the really sad part about it is that tons of my friends who are really intelligent women are listening to the things that they're listening to on social media, and they're believing it.
Yeah.
And even when I've proven to them, I've shown them where Tom Tillis is saying that it's good, and there's a representative from North Carolina, I think his name is Kevin Corbin, he's said different things. They're just not believing it. I mean, the amount of conspiracy theories is just insane, and the divisiveness is crazy, and it's really...
I've said that before. It's not so much partisan these days. It's just what percentage have just become crazy conspiracy theorists in this country? And it feels like we're going to need people to deprogram cults when this is hopefully over in November.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. All right.
Love you guys.
All right. Love you. I mean, it's just to deny your own reality on the ground takes a real powerful... Okay. All right. One more from 60 Minutes interview that only Kamala Harris did.
You recently surprised people when you said that you are a gun owner. And then if someone came into your
that
house...
That was not the first time I've talked about it. That's not the first time I've talked about it.
So what kind of gun do you own, and when and why did you get it?
I have a Glock, and I've had it for quite some time. And, I mean, look, Bill, my background is in law enforcement.
Boy.
And so there you go.
Have you ever fired it?
Yes. Of course I have. At a shooting range.
I mean, of course.
Yes, of course I have.
Of course you would. She was an ex-prosecutor. Of course she had a gun.
Can I just say, the mainstream media
just
sucks. They're just dumb questions.
It's a dumb question.
That don't affect, that's not stuff we need to know as voters. They're just dumb.
I was curious. I'm glad I found out what kind of gun she owns.
Oh, by the way, John the Vegan also hates me for seemingly to say approvingly that Governor Waltz is a hunter, which I'm not. I didn't say it. I just said he is. I didn't
mean it.
He's a hunter. It's a fact.
Yes.
I just was saying that he is, that he's not trying to take away your
guns. It's very Minnesota.
Right.
I didn't say I'm for hunting.
Right. There was no approval or disapproval. You just stated a fact.
Yes. That it's a little hard to claim he's some wide-eyed... What did they say? He's effeminate, really? Football coach, veteran, hunter? What? He's a stereotypical, Republican guy, right?
John the Vegan is effeminate.
You know what, Chris? Mongo, stop.
He's giggling way too much
about it. We'll get this audio when we come back. We were talking about, they also, at 60 Minutes, asked Vice President Harris how she can bridge the gap with supporters of Donald Trump after she's called him a racist. Well, he is a racist. He has faced accusations of racism for decades. I mean, so it's up to her?
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay. Yes, he has faced accusations, escalating his from the time his political career kicked off by declaring Mexican immigrants as rapists, right up, which is kind of ironic since he's the rapist.
Yeah.
that's funny.
That's funny because it's weird.
Right up to Monday when he decried bad genes of immigrants, and many times in between, he has directly and repeatedly attacked Harris over her race, claiming she wasn't black until she suddenly turned black one day. But it's up to her. How are you going to bridge the gap with this racist? Okay, Fernando Mondi, the world's best-looking human, next.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe.
And we'll be talking to comedian Paul McCurry about his show, Permission to Speak.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.